It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark. Please enjoy this rerun of one of my favorite episodes from last year.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today I'm going to share a couple of stories with you from our newest book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Get Out of Your Comfort Zone. Today we're talking about overcoming shyness, and that's something we get a lot of stories about. I think we've all had shy moments in our lives, and for some people it can be overwhelming. The good news is that you can step outside your comfort zone and you could practice acting less shy. And then before you know it, you are not that shy person anymore. That's what Kristen Weniger tells us in her story. She had been so shy in high school that the other kids would actually comment about it if she spoke. And she wasn't much better in college until she got a job in retail. It was at a gift shop that sold everything from candles to greeting cards. The managers had her stationed at the service center, but Kristen wasn't very good at wrapping gifts, so she was moved to the candy counter. And there she was forced to talk to people. The thought of even saying, "Hello, how are you?" was terrifying, and she wanted to cry. But she soldiered on, talking to customers and even guiding them to the right part of the store if they were looking for something. In time, when things were slow, she even found herself leaving the candy counter and approaching customers to see if she could help them. And then she started establishing friendships with her coworkers. Eventually, Kristen left that job and got one at an art museum instead. And there she had to interact with strangers all the time. But now she was way more comfortable doing that. So much so that her new coworkers couldn't believe that she had ever been painfully shy. Mandy Shinara is another contributor who had a problem with being shy. She was so introverted that she didn't even want to see the UPS man. When he delivered a package to her porch, she tried to hide so he wouldn't see her. Mandy had always avoided seeing people when getting her mail or packages. When she lived in an apartment, she would wait until no one else was at the mailboxes before she would go and get her mail. Now that she was living in a house, she had to deliberately avoid the mail carrier and the UPS man, and even the food delivery people who were there because she had ordered the food. Mandy says, "Like many introverts, I love books. Once we had a house, I couldn't wait to build a little free library." Her husband pointed out that people would be coming into their yard to access the box of books, but Mandy tried not to think about that. She figured the people would come while she hid in the house, and then she would go out when the coast was clear to see which book they had taken and which book they had left behind. It would be a way of connecting with fellow book lovers from a distance. But then the conversation started. Mandy would be intercepted and forced to talk to someone about the books. She says, "Since installing the Little Free Library, I've had more conversations with neighbors and delivery people than ever before. And for the most part, I've stopped hiding because I enjoy these discussions. I've learned how many people in the neighborhood love books as much as I do, and I can't wait to hear what they're reading." Throughout the pandemic, when social distancing was the way of things, seeing people at our Little Free Library and talking to them through the window was a comforting human connection, necessary sometimes, even for introverts. Now Mandy doesn't hide from the delivery people. She has stepped out of her old comfort zone, or maybe I should call it her discomfort zone, and she has stepped into a life where she can make meaningful connections with other people in her community. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Get Out of Your Comfort Zone. You can go to our website, which is chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button to read more about this book and all the chapters in it. And you will find it wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon. And would you like to become one of our storytellers? We're always looking for new people to join the Chicken Soup for the Soul family. Just click on Submit Your Story under the Books pull-down menu on our website, and we'll guide you through the process of submitting your story. And please come back for our next episode to hear more stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Get Out of Your Comfort Zone. And these stories will be about 6 ways that you too can broaden your life.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.